This is Earth and Sky with a question from a listener. He writes, what's in dust and where does dust come from?
What's in dust depends mostly on what's going on around you. The dust in a coastal cottage, for example, would tend to be on the salty side. Breaking waves and bursting bubbles release salts into the air, which would eventually wind their way onto your tabletops. But in the city, part of that fine coating at the edge of your shelves might have started out in a taxi's tailpipe or in a smokestack.
Despite the regional differences in dust, scientists still have a general idea of the major sources of dust on Earth as a whole. Much dust comes from volcanoes and fires, as well as from industrial sources like mines and refineries. The bulk of dust, though, seems to be fine bits of broken down dirt and rocks.
But in our homes, there's another motherload of dust, us. We're all constantly shedding skin cells, which build up around us. Some household dust might even come from outer space. Cosmic dust is made of particles that originated in asteroid collisions.
As these fragments spiral slowly through space, some cross Earth's orbit and eventually, in the form of dust, wind up on our windowsills. To ask your science question, come to our website, earthsky.org. Our show is made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Deborah Bird with Joel Block for Earth and Sky.